This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In recent days, we've studied the introduction to the book of Romans. Now we'll begin to amplify the main points in the book. Paul's first point in Romans 1:18 through 3:20 addresses the universal need of salvation. He declares humanity is without excuse before God. We know enough about God from what we see in creation to humbly bow and worship Him. Unfortunately, we are bent toward going our own independent way. Instead of worshiping God, we try redefining Him to fit our own preferences. This independent streak is sin and leads to increasing degrees of sinful behavior. What we believe does impact our behavior and attitude. If you are religious, don't think you're better than others. He says that Jesus said, "You'll be judged on the basis with which you judge others." God's kindness, tolerance, and patience are designed to draw us to Him as we repent. But if we show contempt for these riches of God, we'll store up wrath against ourselves for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. Further amplifying this truth, Paul recounts in chapter 3 declarations made throughout the Old Testament which point out our propensity to do evil and resist righteousness. There are none who seek God, not even one. Paul concludes this section with the statement, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This is the universal need for salvation. This truth, the universal need of salvation, since we are all sinners, is not readily accepted, but is foundational for all that follows in the book of Romans.